from VOA News in Washington. Donald Trump criticized Iranian aggression and military ambitions Monday on his first visit to Israel as the American president. He met with Israeli President Reuven Rivlin ahead of his talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and visited important symbols of both the Jewish and Christian faiths.
Following brief talks, Rivlin and Trump made statements to reporters in which Trump said that two nations must work together to confront common threats.
Together we can work to end the scourge of violence that has taken so many lives here in Israel and around the world. Most importantly, the United States and Israel can declare with one voice that Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. Never, ever.
The U.S. president arrived in Israel after a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia, where Trump said King Salman assured him the Saudis want peace between the Israelis and Palestinians and roadblocks imposed against Iranian threats. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Iran's newly re-elected President Hassan Rouhani said Monday that Iran's relationship with the U.S. is a, quote, curvy road, and called President Trump's summit in Saudi Arabia this past weekend just a show. Rouhani also said that stability could not be achieved in the Middle East without his country's help. The Americans do not know our religion. That's what the catch is, he told a reporter. He said he hopes the Trump administration will, quote, settle down enough for his nation to better understand it. Rouhani won in a landslide election on Friday after his first term saw a major nuclear arms deal with world powers in 2015. President Trump has repeatedly threatened to try to renegotiate the deal. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.